highly contagious cattle disease has been discovered in a small South Canterbury dairy herd. This is Mycoplasma bovis. It can cause pneumonia, udder infections, abortion, arthritis, tendinitis, potentially fatal as well. So how worried should we be? Dairy New Zealand boss Tim Mackle is with us. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
So we have not seen this before in this country?
Certainly not in New Zealand. We haven't identified it yet. I mean, it is a widespread disease in animal countries around the world. You know, it does affect cattle, but look, this is the first time, and on that basis, we are concerned.
And for those who have got it, is it the end of the world, or do they handle it?
Well, it's certainly going to be a very stressful time for the farmer involved, and you know, concerns for the animals affected as well. It can have some nasty side effects on them, some the symptoms. And, of course, farmers close by too particularly will be concerned at this point too, but it's too early to tell.
Yeah, so the two key questions, how did it get here, and is spread a problem?
Again, very early in the piece to be able to say that, Mike, and I guess you know there will be investigations by MPI to try and determine that. But what we do know is that this is not an airborne disease, so it does have to be spread from animal to animal, and on that basis, you know, close contact is the thing that you've got to avoid. So with these kind of diseases, it's really important in the early stages to try and contain it by early detection. So farmers do see some of those symptoms, like mastitis, particularly in beef or dairy cows. You've got pneumonia symptoms and arthritis too in animals that have had it for some time. They do consult a vet.
So with contact being the key, that means presumably it can be contained reasonably easily?
Well, one would hope. It is quite infectious. So if you do have mobs of animals together that and some are infected, it can spread quite quickly, but particularly in calves. As I said, other countries like Australia, the US and others who all have dairy and beef cattle do have this issue. And that's one important thing is to keep animals separated if they are infected. We do know that it can be spread by, fluids as well, like semen, even embryos as well. There's a risk around that too.
Yeah, good news, though, is milk's unaffected, isn't it?
Yeah, look, the good thing and the important thing to stress here is that there is absolutely no risk at all to humans. So for meat and milk, there's no issues around that. But it is an issue for animals, and that's what we've got to get onto quickly.
And would there be an issue internationally for us? Do they look at a country like us and go, damn, they've got the disease and therefore there are implications, or do they see through that?
No, look, we've got a very good disease-free status. Biosecurity is so important to us and our trade. But when it comes to this disease, as I said, most beef and dairy-producing countries do have this condition. So it won't be a huge surprise. But nonetheless, for us and our record, it's disappointing for us.
All right, Tim, appreciate your insight. Dr. Tim Mackle, who is the Dairy New Zealand CEO, with us this morning.